This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, March 16th. God's word for you today is, next we pray. Our scripture reading is taken from James 5, verse 16. And it says, admit your faults to one another and pray for each other, so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous man has great power and wonderful results. So the first thing is to secure your next step, and the second thing is to realize and embrace the fact that we are better together. And our final thought from yesterday was to be generous, not stingy with compliments. If you are ever privileged to do a review or assess anyone, give the person the score he or she deserves. If you score someone 10 out of 10 points, it does not mean the person does not have any reason for growth. Someone scores 10 points in primary school, does it mean he knows everything about math? When he gets to secondary school, he still needs to learn. He can go ahead to score 10 points in secondary school, but does that mean he is a professor? He still needs to go to the university. He can still score 10 points at the university. The point is, you know you are married to a great man, but you do not want to say it. Some lady said, Pastor, you do not understand. This man has an ego. If I tell him he's a great man, I will be feeding his ego and it will get into his head. How is that your problem? But know this. It is what you sow that you will reap. After you have sown a stingy seed, then you stand in front of the mirror, parading in front of the man 10 times, but he is also not complimenting you. You make remarks like, some people cannot even see. You are just reaping what you have sown. Try it. Sow compliments. Make people happy and watch the harvest that will come your way. A lady told me that she cannot compliment her husband because all the glory must be to Jesus. So we give Jesus the glory. I said, excuse me? So I asked her, do you know this man you are with is a great man? She said she knows. So I asked her why she was not telling him, thereby affirming her husband. She said, I give Jesus the glory. The point is that God expects you to do that. He does not take glory away from Jesus. Listen, God is so big that no man on earth can reduce his glory. It is absolutely impossible. The third thing is pray, pray, pray. Anyone that is telling you that you are praying too much wants to take away from you. You can never pray too much. There is nothing like that. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17 says, never stop praying. You pray in your understanding, never stop praying. You pray in the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, never stop praying. Never means never. The gift of speaking in tongues is not just a speaking gift, it is also a hearing gift. But a lot of people do not realize that speaking in tongues is as much a hearing gift as it is a speaking gift. The more you speak in other tongues, the more your spiritual ears become open and attentive to the Spirit of God. Let us pray. Father, help me secure my next step. Embrace the truth that we are better together. And pray without ceasing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.